All right, Tavosai, good morning. So we are picking up on the bottom of page Pehe. So remember, again, we started this section last week on Thursday or Friday of next week of Hakol L'Tova. If the first element of Emuna was the ability to go ahead and see that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the next level of Emuna, the ability to build on this, represents the idea that a person recognizes that all is for good. All is for good. And that not only is it all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but all is for good. So obviously the Mechaber, if you remember again, began with a dramatic example of the bus. Individual again missed the bus, all upset, the bus is in a terrible accident. Okay, so there are obviously easy situations in which a person could see that all is for good. But skip to the last paragraph. He says, Zurak dugma pshuta v'shitris. So obviously this example that we gave about the bus is a very simple and almost like one-dimensional type of example. Ki be'emes, in reality, in everything that happens to a person, the Ribono Shel Olam has many different shikulim, many different things that come into the mix, many different things that are weighed. Every single situation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in, which of course is every situation, the Ribono Shel Olam weighs many different things and has many different calculations and many different cheshbonos, and many things go into the mix. He goes on, he says, and many of those things, many of those cheshbonos, are often hidden from man. Im ya'amo b'nisan ha'emuna, yucha b'rof ha'pamim lahavid mahi ha'tova, shahayse b'mash avra alav. Well, this is actually a very dramatic statement. He says that if a person will go ahead and be able to withstand the test of Emunah, very often a person will be able to see and be able to find the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind for him. Which is what the Mechaber is saying, is that very often with the passage of time and perspective, a person will be able to see how the different events in his life have kind of shaken out L'tova, how they actually work out in a dramatic way. But there are other events in life that occur to us that don't make sense and will not make sense until much later on in life. Oh, she yisharu page peivav. Oh, she yisharu nistarim adla achar moso. And by the way, sometimes those events that don't make sense until later, you know, later can mean a variety of different things. Later can mean until after death. Leo ad shiyava mashiach. V'yisaper l'chol echad b'diok ma avra alav. Uma haisa hatova b'kah. It's actually quite profound. So says the Mechaber, you know, sometimes a person could go through a whole life, and there could be a life of hardship and a life of difficulty and a life of challenge, and a person has absolutely no idea, why is the Ribono Shel Olam putting me through this? And sometimes the answer to that very fair question is not known until after a person dies and leaves this world. Sometimes, ultimately, again, that answer is not known until when Mashiach comes. But the goal is that we try to live with the emuna that it's HaKol L'Tova, even if I don't know what that Tova is. HaKlalu Sherak habori roe v'odeh ba'omek es hamaslu shadam tzarech labar b'chayev. The reality is that only the Ribono Shel Olam knows the path, or knows the depth of the path that a person must traverse during his lifetime. V'gashmius u'beruchnius, both in terms of his material life as well as his spiritual life. Lochin hu yachidi sheyodeh es hatova shetitzmach mikol davar. So only the Ribono Shel Olam is the only one who knows the good that will come of everything. Vida shebehechrich lo yuchal ha'adam liros es hatova bizman hanisayon. And very often a person is unable to see the good in the midst of challenge. Ki imkin lo yihye ze nisayon klal. We'll say, you know, at the end of the day, if the tov in every situation was apparent, then there would be no nisayon. Ki imkin, I'm sorry, lachin, haderech hayichid alamo b'nisayon, hirak al yedei emuna shakol l'tova. So we'll say, this bottom line sums it all up. That the only way, the only path that one could really take in life to be able to lead a successful and happy existence is that a person says, A person says everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is letova, is good. But again, at the same time, when a person makes that statement, they also recognize that what? That good may not be apparent until sometime later on in life. That good may not be apparent until after death. That good may not be apparent until Mashiach comes. I believe that it's good, but sometimes the ability to discern, to understand, to see the good may not be readily available. Halacha v'lo chasidus. Let's look at this next section, middle of page, pei vav. Vim tomar, sheha'emuna, sheha'kol ha'tova, hi asaga niskevet, ha'shayeches rak leba'ali madrega, o l'gdolim b'chasidus. So maybe you'll see, listen. The ability to see the good in everything. This is HaKol HaTovah. I agree. Conceptually, I agree. And I hope one day that I'll be on the level to see that. You know, that's a level for the Hasidim. That's a level for the Tzaddikim. So, but me, I agree that it's a level to aspire to. But I'm a Pasha Tayyid. I'm just a regular guy. So I'm not capable of this level. So the Mechaber says, Ein HaDvarim Kein. Unequivocally false statement. Let's get ready for this. You know, you have to understand something. That, remember, again, the Gemara talks about this concept also. Remember, again, the Gemara talks about a man by the name of Nochum Ish Gamzu. Right? Nochum Ish Gamzu was a man who suffered terribly in life. And everything that happened, he said, Gamzu Lotova. So you see that Gemara. The truth is, let's be honest. When you see that Gemara of Nochum Ish Gamzu, you say to yourself, this is probably the most depressing Gemara I've ever read in my life. Right? The guy is suffering, setback after setback. Gamzulotova, Gamzulotova, Gamzulotova. And the truth is, I myself, this is not me. This is not me. If I went through one third of the suffering, I don't know that I'd be able to go ahead and withstand the test of Emunah. So I look at this and I say, okay, understood. Chazal tried to teach me that this is the ultimate goal to aspire to. This is the level of tzaddikim, but not for me. So the Mechaber says it's not true. Elihi muveis b'shulchan aruch. You know, both say that this halacha is codified in shulchan. What does that halacha say? Kipsak halacha leklal Yisrael. Li'olam yehei adam ragi lomar. A person should always habituate himself to saying, called ma de'avid rachmana letav avid. That a person should always say, whatever the Ribono Shel Olam does is for good. Now understand, this is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Ukemo sheyesh chiyuv al kol Yehudi lekayim kol halacha ksuva b'Shulchan Aruch. So it's an important line also. Right? You know, Shulchan Aruch is not a list of suggestions. It's not like a list of some good ideas. We know it's binding law. Whatever is in Shulchan Aruch, I have to keep. Bein behilchos Shabbos, bein behilchos Tefillah, bein behilchos Kriyas Shema, ukidomah. So the same way, whatever is written in Shulchan Aruch, I have to keep. Lagabi Shabbos, prayer, Shema, kach mechuyev hu lekayim gam psak zeh. So a person has to, whatever is included in the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi say, is not a suggestion, is not a nice idea, it's not a vart, it's a halacha. So Shulchan Aruch codifies halacha lemaisa. A person has to say, yeh, adam rag yo lomar, person has to habituate himself to say, komad da avid rachmara letav avwe. Ever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, is for good. Lachain, yeh da ha-adam, Shem habori tziva alav, lahamin shakol etova, ze'ef shari lekayim ezeh. I will say, the fact that this, that Chazal chose to codify this in Shulchan Aruch tells us that what? That we can do it. We can do it. Because the halacha can never demand of me something that is beyond my reach. The halacha can never demand of me something that is impossible. The halacha can never demand of me something that simply cannot be fulfilled. So if it's in Shulchan Aruch, it means it's attainable. Va'ideha avoda, va'ideha drachsha parakzeh, yuchala gila kemzeh. Now I want to just qualify this statement. Just because a person can do it, doesn't mean that it's easy for a person to do it. I can keep Shabbos also. It doesn't always mean that Shabbos is easy. I can go ahead and keep the halachas of being an honest businessman in Choshen Mishpat. It doesn't mean that it's easy to do that. So I just want to be clear. It just means that it's possible. Meaning if it's in Shulchan Aruch, it means that this is attainable, that this is possible. And lest you think that this is only the purview of the righteous, lest you only think that this is the purview of the pious, of the Hasidim, of the Anshei Maaseh, it's not true. Shulchan Aruch says every Jew is obligated to work on himself to the point where he's able to say, Command the Avid Rachmana Litav Avid. He goes on, he says, Hatori Hiloba Shamayim. Torah is not in the celestial sphere. It's not something removed from us. Va'al ha'adam lichios ba'emuna shakol l'tova. And therefore, a person has to go ahead and work hard to understand ultimately again that all is for good. So we'll say, let's continue. Bottom of page Peivav. Hakol v'lo kimat hakol. This is interesting. He says, v'hine, loshon ha'shulchan arachi, kol ma sha'oseh Hashem l'tova hu oseh. The Loshon HaShulchan Aruch is everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, he does for the good. This is also, listen to this phrase. Last line of page Peivav. Lo kim'at hakol, ela hakol, hakol mamish. So says the Mechaber something amazing. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't say, you know, almost everything God does is for the good. You see, that statement for many of us, like, is a lot more digestible, okay? 98% of the stuff that God does is for good. But there's 2% which is not. So the Mechaber says, that's not what the Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch says, Yehi Adam Ragi Lomar Kol Mada Ovid Rachmana. Hakol Mamish. Both say, a Jew lives with the Emunah that everything, and everything literally means everything, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is somehow for the good. V'efshar Lomar An Imam in page Peizayin Shakol Tova Chutz Nimha Mikra Hazeh V'Hazeh. So we'll say, see what a person can say, I believe everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for good, except these events, which are both said to my limited human understanding, don't appear to be good in any way. We'll say this is something ultimately again that the majority of the world stumble on. Shafilu kasher he muhanim lahagid shakolatova. Ze'ad rak ad givul musuyam. We'll say, even if a person is able to say that, you know what, I believe that everything is for good, most of us have that, you know, that boundary. What's the boundary? The boundary is when I see horrible suffering, when I hear terrible tragedy, when I hear of something, you see, so if my human intellect could go ahead and come up with some type of positive sub-narrative for whatever event has occurred, then I'll buy into the theology of Kol Da'avid Rachmana L'Tavavid. But if the event, if the circumstance, if the situation is such that I can't infuse, based on my intellect, a positive sub-narrative, then I can't believe that it's L'Tova. And the Mechaber just says, that's also, we'll say, that's what Emunah means. Emunah means the ability to believe in something, even if you cannot rationally explain it. So, of course, if I could go ahead and understand and explain the positive sub-narrative in some type of life event, that's beautiful. But the Emunah of Kol Da'avid Rachmana L'Tavavid means I believe that it's L'Tova, even if I can't possibly find a way to wrap my head around it. There's absolutely no silver lining that I see in this situation. There's absolutely no possible positive byproduct that could come from this circumstance. They will say that's exactly when the halacha demands of us to be able to believe. I can't see it. I don't know what it is. I can't possibly come up with it. But I believe that at the end of the day, there is a positive narrative, there's a positive sub-narrative to this situation. Kigon shemahave michshol tachnio shalahem, o nogea bekish shalahem, o bekavot shalahem, o stam misnagish baratzon shalahem. So we'll say there are situations in life where ultimately circumstances occur that shter my plans, or they shter my wallet, or they shter my kavod, or they just simply go against what I want in life. Sham hekvarim lo muchanim lekavol shakol atova. Ninsa shak omrim shakol atova chutz mi'amikra zeh. Sometimes what happens is we have qualified emunah. So qualified emunah is, sure, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for good, except. V'hem einam mekaimim es haklal shakol atova. Hakol mamish b'li yotzei min haklal. It will say, and again, obviously it's easy to read the words, much more difficult to implement in life. But says the Mechaber, this klal only works if there are no exceptions. The moment that there's a chutz clause in my kol da'avid rachmana letav avid is the moment ultimately again that emunah is not going to be impactful and complete. Therefore, the yisur of the Shulchan Aruch of Yehi Adam Rag Yolomar Kol Da'avid Rachmana L'Tav Avid, Kol is not just simply a colloquial expression, but rather Kol is the Iker of the Emunah. the ability to believe, and even if I can't see, that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does some way, somehow, is the Tovah. We'll also stop over, we'll pick up on the second paragraph of Pei Zayin tomorrow in Mirat Hashem.